Auburn Opelika this morning, your news talk and information station. As we do just about every year when there is some sort of election, we try to make sure local officials jump in with us and talk about their campaign and what all they're doing. We're talking with Samantha Copeland, Lee County District Attorney. Judge is what she is running for. Good morning. Welcome, by the way.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
This is something that we like to do leading up to an election, so that way we can let people know, listeners know, who you are, what you do, and what you plan on doing as far as, you know, if elected, what you'd plan on doing, or even during this whole process, how it's been. So let's run down a history of where you're from, family, all that kind of good stuff.
Okay. Well, I grew up here in Lee County, graduated from Beauregard High School, and then went on to Auburn University. I'm married to Ed Copeland, and he's in construction at Beasley Construction over in Otisolga, and he enjoys that and works really hard. We have two children. I have a daughter, Lindley, who's 9, and she'll be 10 in November. She'd be quick to tell you that. And I have a son that's 7 years old. We have 4 dogs, a fish, and a horse. So we have rescued all the things and enjoy being outside. But I went to Auburn, and then I went on to law school in Montgomery and came back here after law school and began practicing and have practiced here ever since.
And is it something that you always wanted to be in the field of law? You wanted to be a lawyer, or did you want to do something else?
I think I've always loved service. I love helping people and being able to help people. My mom was involved in service organizations my entire life here. And so I always went to things with her and enjoyed that line of work. And I think I found a passion for the law when I clerked for Judge Walker while I was in college.
Okay.
And decided that's what I wanted to do.
So it was more of a calling.
I think so.
As I say, I say it the same thing with lawyers, doctors, and preachers. It's either a calling or they feel the fire where they're like forced into it, one of the two, or one of the two things that take place. So I will say right now, people probably wonder what you're running for. And
absolutely.
And the reason being is because, I don't know, it's something that's not, after the election, it's not really in the news and talked about very much. So I guess that is my question, what you are running for and what you'd be doing.
Sure. So I'm running for Lee County District Court Judge. Currently in that position is Judge Russell Bush. And the district court, I feel like, is kind of the face of the judicial system here locally. That is the judge that interacts the most with people. So that judge handles all your misdemeanor cases, all your traffic offenses, but they also handle pretty serious things like bond hearings for felony cases. They handle what's called preliminary hearings in felony cases. And they also handled the new Anaya's Law bond hearings where that they can not set a bond for the most violent criminal offenses. And so that's 50%, I would say, of what a district court judge does is criminal traffic related. The other half of it is civil. And that would include all civil claims right now our district court judges are hearing, but it also includes evictions and divorces. And so I think they spend more time in the courtroom on the criminal, but more time in the office on the civil side of it.
Samantha Copeland joins me as we're talking about the upcoming election, and we'll talk more about that, and we'll talk about some of the legal experience that she's had that's got her to this position in order to make a decision to run. That's all after this. Auburn Opelika this morning, your news talk and information station. Welcome back. Auburn Opelika this morning, your news talk and information station, talking with Samantha Copeland as candidate for Lee County District Judge. Election going to be taking place soon. By the way, election coverage will be right here on News Talk WANI. We will start that evening at 7. As soon as the polls close, we'll probably go till about 10. So if numbers are not in by 10 o'clock, you have to wait until Auburn Opelika this morning, the following morning, in order to get those. Samantha, we were talking about just a minute ago some of your history and how you grew up here. And went to school at Auburn, and then you clerked here locally as well. After that, I mean, as far as a prosecutor and getting into the system, what did you do in regards after that?
All right. So when I first graduated law school and I came back here, I hung my own shingle and tried that for a year or two before I was hired at Haygood, Cleveland, and Pierce. Very thankful for that opportunity. They really connected me with other people in the legal community, and there are brilliant lawyers there that were just wonderful to me early on in my career. And then after I worked there for a few years, Rick Davidson reached out to me with Davidson, Davidson, Umbaugh & Forbis, and he said, "Hey, Samantha, we need somebody to prosecute for the city of Auburn." And I hadn't done that before, so I thought that would be a great opportunity, and I switched over to his firm. Prosecuted for the city for about 8 years and enjoyed that, made a lot of really great relationships with law enforcement. I got to see what they see. You know, I watched more.
That could be good and bad.
Yeah, body camera footage, and just really gained a respect for mm-hmm. what they deal with every day, you know, mm-hmm. and the things that are not on the news.
Mm-hmm. Would you say, so it sounds like both private practice and you might as well say public servant as well. Which, if you had to pick, which one did you like more?
I love being able to help people.
Okay.
And I think you can do that in both. Yeah. You know, I think I actually keep a folder with cards that I've received over the years of people that I've made a difference in their life. And mm-hmm. it doesn't come often because lawyers typically see people in their worst case scenarios, mm-hmm. you know, whether it's a divorce or an eviction or a civil suit or criminal case. You know, they mm-hmm. it's a tough day for those people. Mm. And so no one gets excited to see me. No one's, you know, had something that they needed a lawyer that was positive. Mm. But so being able to make a difference, whether that's, you know, as a prosecutor, asking people to go to rehab, mm-hmm. you know, or go get drug treatment or alcohol help, or in a divorce, helping fight for what they believe is best for their children, you mm. know, in evictions, fighting for people's property rights or their right to stay. It's important, and it makes a difference in people's lives, and I've enjoyed both. I think they're both very rewarding. Mm-hmm. A lot of times they're both tough. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's...
Yeah, but there's a reason you guys do what you do. As I said, it's got to be a calling. It could not be anything that something that somebody like me, I've said it before with the various lawyers, whether it be prosecutor, defense, even judges that have made their way in through the doors. I've told them before, I said, there's a reason that there's a calling for it. We're talking with Samantha Copeland, and we're talking about the upcoming election. Again, coverage going to be here on News Talk WANI beginning at 7 p.m. that night. We'll go until 10 p.m. I'm sure the polls will be, they'll close at 7. However, the numbers don't usually come in until about 9:15 or so, whenever we're able to get something more solid to give to you. But we'll be doing that here on News Talk WANI. We'll wrap things up with Samantha. We'll let her give you a pitch of why you should vote for her coming up in the upcoming election. Auburn Opelika This Morning, your News Talk and Information Station. Again, visiting with Samantha Copeland, Auburn Opelika This Morning, your News Talk and Information Station candidate for Lee County District Judge. And before we get into your final pitch, I mean, one thing that you and I were talking about during the break is local. I mean, you've been here, you've worked around here, you kind of grew up working various places. A couple of things I want you to touch on. Number one, I mean, let's go back to segment one, some of your upbringing and how you've always maintained your roots here. So much so, even when you got the results to your bar exam, like you were working locally when that happened.
I was. I actually came back here after I took the bar exam. And a lot of people don't know that there's about a 2-month period where after you take the bar exam, before you know your results. Mm-hmm. And a lot of people travel and kind of decompress from law school stresses and the bar exam. But I needed to work. My mm-hmm. mom owns an employment agency and has for a long time in Opelika. So I went to her and I said, hey, I need a job. Mm-hmm. And she sent me to Donaldson I was supposed to be going to do quality control, but there was also forklift driver positions.
Right.
So I YouTubed that night and learned on YouTube how to drive a forklift. So, and I showed up to work the next day and they said, who's here for the forklift position? And no one raised their hand. So I, you know, raised my hand. I said, I could do it. And the guy mm-hmm. laughed and he said, well, what forklift experience do you have? And I told him, I don't, but I watched YouTube videos and I think I can do it. And he got a kick out of it and he let me go try it at their warehouse. Mm-hmm. I did it. It was a little harder than YouTube leads you to believe.
Oh, of course.
But I enjoyed it and I did that for 2 months and found out I passed the bar exam on a loading dock at the Donaldson warehouse.
That's awesome. Everybody has their story. Former council member that used to be on here with us, Brett Smith, and hearing some of the things that happened to him in law school, just before law school, after law school, all that kind of stuff. I love those stories. But not just that, you talked about operating a forklift, but I mean, you were telling me during the break too, I mean, you've always worked here and given back to the community.
Always.
Boys and Girls Club, you were talking about taking your kids to local restaurants that you grew up in and actually waited tables and served people there and everything else.
We were out in Beauregard this weekend and went to, it's now a Mexican restaurant, but when mm-hmm. I was in high school, it's called Wayne's Family Restaurant. Mm-hmm. And I served tables there while I was in high school. I lifeguarded at the water park and I've worked a variety of different jobs, and my mom always told me growing up, no matter what you do, do it well and mm-hmm. give it your all. And I think that's why Lee County is such a wonderful place to raise a family and to live, and why we're growing so mm-hmm. much, because we have people here that love what they do and work hard in what they do. And I want this to be where my children want to raise their children. So it is important to me to continue giving back, to teach my children to continue to give back, but also be involved so that we maintain a safe place to raise our families.
Samantha Copeland is a candidate for Lee County District Judge. And before we get out of here, I do this to each and every candidate that comes and visits with us from time to time prior to an election. And I'll turn it over to you and give you a couple of minutes to, if you were sitting in my living room right now, to say, and I say to you, you know, why should I vote for you? Why should I cast my vote this coming election?
Well, I think number one, I have a servant's heart. I have loved and given back and been involved in this community my entire life. My dad graduated from Opelika High School. He decided to raise us here. I'm raising my family here, and I want this to be where my children want to raise their children. And so I want to continue to give back. Someone told me once, tell me what's important to you. Don't tell me what's important to you. Show me where you spend your money. And my family has always given back to this community, whether we're coaching teams, sponsoring teams, serving on boards. We get involved, and I think that's important to keep a strong community. But also, my broad experience within the law, I have tried every type of case that is heard in district court on both sides, and that gives me a really unique perspective, because I've seen how every type of case affects people, and I just think that that's unique to me, and that is important that our next district judge have that experience and that love for this community that is so deeply ingrained in me.
Get out and vote. We'll have full coverage that here on News Talk WANI beginning at 7. We'll run until 10. Best of luck.
Thank you.
Have fun on the campaign trail.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.
And hopefully we'll talk to you election night. We'll
see. Sounds great.
Thank you. Auburn Opelika this morning, your News Talk and Information Station.